bring the House Finance back to order. Sorry for the delay. It's that time of year. For the record, we have Representative Holt, Representative Kelly, Representative Foster, Co-Chairman Schnault, Representative Weirach, and myself, Co-Chairman Meyer. On today's schedule, we had some bills that we did not finish this morning, so we'll take those up. And the first one we'll start with is Mr. Wright, staff for Speaker Harris. And then we'll take up HCR 6, the Infrastructure Policy Task Force.
Is that not
217. So, for the record, Mr. Wright, tell us who you are, who you represent, and what your bill is about.
Yes, sir, Mr. Chairman. For the record, my name is Tom Wright, staff to Speaker Harris. I'm not going to be the one making the official presentation on this bill, but I thought you might like to have a face in front of you for a few minutes anyway, whether it be mine or somebody else's. Don't shake your head, sir. Okay. But anyway, Pete Feldman, who works out of our Delta office, has been intricately involved with this issue, along with the some of the city and charter borough folks out of Delta, who've been expressing interest in this, and have asked Representative Harris to introduce this bill. So that's the product you have in front of you right now. And if I may, Mr. Chairman, Pete Feldman is online from our staff, and he can explain the bill to you.
Okay, Mr. Feldman, are you online?
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, yes, I am. Okay. For the record, my name is Pete Feldman. I'm staff for Representative John Harris.
Okay.
House Bill 217 embodies a concept that has been around the legislature a long time. In the past, this idea of not forcing the taxation of oil and gas line properties by local governments was buried in more complex legislation. Mr. Chairman, communities forming boroughs that have oil and gas properties in their borough boundaries may not want to tax property as a means of raising revenue. Under House Bill 217, those communities may exclude the value of oil and gas properties from the overall value in their borough properties. This would allow communities to explore other forms of taxation to raise the revenue needed to operate the borough and to pay the required 4 mills for their school. Mr. Chairman, House Bill 217 provides opportunity and choice to communities who wish to form a local government. The opportunity to form and fund affordable boroughs, and the choice to raise revenue in new and creative ways. Having said that, Mr. Chairman, I have Steve Van Zandt, the state's tax assessor, online. He would do a much better job at answering any questions on this issue. And also I have Pete Halgren of the City of Delta Junction standing by, and he could explain anything that how this would affect the City of Delta.
Okay. Any questions for Mr. Feldman? Representative Cole?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I guess my question is for Mr. Van Zandt. Steve, are you there?
Representative Holm, I am here.
Nice to talk to you, sir. Dulcimer tones. Steve, I was wondering, this is peculiar to me in the sense that I know that we have a pipeline that goes through the Fairbanks North Star borough, and we tax them at whatever rate we tax property owners. It's curious to me why anyone would want to not have a taxable, or would choose not to tax a large piece of property at 20 mills to have the opportunity to tax the people at 4 mills. I don't quite get this, so maybe you could explain to me what's going on here that would be different than the exclusion of the properties in the Fairbanks area for the pipeline that passes through us, or say Fort Knox, or any big projects there.
Through the chair, Representative Holm, I'd be happy to explain the rationale behind this. Currently, the pipeline running through the proposed Deltana borough represents almost $200 million. It's about $195 million of pipeline and pump stations that run through the borough. The state levies a 20 mil tax on that, which amounts to about $3.9 million. If under current law we have to include that value in the full value determination for that area, which means that they are forced to include that $200 million at 4 mils, or to come up with about a little less than $800,000 for school funding. Right now the state is collecting just under $4 million of that. If we require the full value to include that pipeline value, then the proposed borough would have to come up with another $800,000. That almost forces them into levying a property tax. We've been informed by many of the areas that we're looking at right now that they really don't wish to levy a property tax, but by including this value, they're almost forced into doing it to come up with the other $800,000. Pete Haugen can certainly talk to the methodology that the area is looking at to derive their 4 mil equivalency of the rest of the area. The full value we've come up with right now is about $577 million total. So this would lower it by $200 million.